At the beginning of the parsha, Parshat Pekudei, the Torah refers to the sanctuary as Mishkan, Mishkan Ho'edut, the sanctuary of testimony. Rashi explains that the word Mishkan, sanctuary, can also mean Mashkon, collateral, and that these two words, Mishkan, Mishkan, refer to the two temples that were taken as collateral due to the people's actions, and it will be returned with a third temple with the coming of Mashiach. Why does the Torah allude to the two temples in relation to their destruction? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to speak about their greatness when they stood? The Rebbe explains, when a person takes collateral, the same exact item that's taken is returned. In regard to the three temples, even though there's differences between the temples, in their essence, in the fact that they are a home for Hashem, they are all one and the same. Thus, by referring to the two temples as a collateral, the Torah is bringing out how eternal the temple is. Even at the time of its seeming destruction, it's still intact, waiting to be returned with the coming of Mashiach.